Okay, top everybody, welcome to Kilata Aleition this morning. That's very, very grateful to Rav Yogev Cohen, who's organized and facilitated today's learning program. And it's wonderful to see so many people from so many Kehilot with us here today. That's, we are the Baal HaAchsanya Kilata Aleition, but as I say, very grateful to Rav Yogev, though I do say this is the first time in my own shul I've been given a time limit on how long I should speak by a visiting rabbi, but very grateful to you. That's delighted as ever to welcome our good friend Rav Joel Koenigsberg, Rav of Magen Avot and Bnei Akiva and Mizrahi. That's, and we're also looking forward to welcoming Rabbi Andrew Shore of Mizrahi, and we're delighted that our own Sarah Bernstein is going to be part of today's program as well. That's my topic for my short share this morning is the question of Malacha on Chanukah, meaning that Chanukah is a sort of Yom Tov, but to what degree is it a Yom Tov? That we know we've arranged 2 days of bank holiday over Chanukah, but should we have arranged 8 days of bank holiday over Chanukah? I did prepare some Dapei Makorot, that's to share. They seem to have gone missing, but our technical guru, Brett Bernstein, can just tell us, for those who have mobile phones, that's where you might be able to find it.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. It's on the Aleition website, which is www.aleition.co.uk. That's, even if you can't find that, but this gives you a header now, you can look at your phones during the course of the shiur, and you don't need to feel bad about it. That's and to think that anybody.
Yes.
That you don't need to feel in any sense that perhaps you know, people will think that you're just looking at your phone. That this way people will think that you're following the Makorot, where in actual fact you are looking at your phone. That's as opposed to the other way round. That's, and we'll say to suggest that all the other shiurim are on line as well, so you can look at your phones throughout the morning. That's, I want to, in any event, for those of you who don't have the source sheets to hand or on your phones, I'll read through some of the Makorot. Some of them will just touch on more superficially. So I want to start with a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's the first halacha of Hilchot Chanukah, which tells us b'kafei b'kislev matchilin shemot nat yemei Chanukah. So it's on the 25th of Kislev, that's the night that the 8 days of Chanukah begin. V'asurim b'hesped v'tarnit, and one's not allowed to give a hesped, a funeral eulogy. One's not allowed to have a tarnit, a fast day. Avam mutarim b'asiyat melacha. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that one is allowed to do melacha. One is allowed to go to work on Chanukah. However, the nohagot hanashim shelo lasot melacha. There's a minhag for women not to do melacha, not to do work, but od shanei rot dolkot, whilst the Chanukah candles are burning. That's v'yesh misha omer she'ein lahakel lahem. And there are those who say that, you know, don't be lenient about this. If the women have such a practice, so then, you know, don't, you know, they want to suggest that, you know, perhaps we all do melacha, you shouldn't allow it. So what I want to try and do in the brief time that we've got is to look at some of the origins of this this minhag and the parameters of this minhag. So where does it come from? So obviously the Shulchan Aruch is not going to be the starting point, and we see that it's referenced by a number of the Rishonim. I want to quote from it to you from the Orchot Chaim, that's Rav Aaron of Lunel, that's one of the Rishonim, a halachic codifier. That's, and the Orchot Chaim says as follows: Hatam, what's the reason that women don't do melacha whilst the candles are burning? Kedei lahakir sha'asor lehishtameish la'ora, so that we should know that one's not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah to get any benefit from it. We have a principle: Haneros halalu kodesh heim ve'einanu lehishtameish bahem. These candles that we light have a degree of kedusha, and we're not allowed to get any benefit from them. So therefore, because we've got, and in a contemporary context, you have the Ner Chanukah, it's a Chanukiah. We wouldn't want, we wouldn't use it to get benefit from. But in an ancient context, the Ner Chanukah wasn't necessarily a nice silver menorah that we've created. It would be an oil lamp, similar to the oil lamp that we use the whole year round. If you're poor, that's, an extra light burning in the room is very beneficial. You can see a bit better. So I might have thought, this is a good time to try and, fix my watch, change the battery or something like that. I can see this extra light. So therefore, to remind us that I can't get benefit from the Ner Chanukah, there was a minhag, women didn't do any work whilst the Ner Chanukah was alight, and that reminded us not to get any benefit. V'od, and a further reason why we don't allow it, Shema yichbeh ha-ner ha-acher she-ishtamshu k'negdo, v'al-kor cham yikashlu ishtamesh l'ora. We're also worried that even though we have a shamash burning, that's... and therefore, if you do get benefit from the Ner Chanukah, it doesn't matter. Worry that maybe the Shamash will go out, and then you'll come to be getting benefit from the Ner Chanukah, and that would be a problem. So therefore, we say no melacha by the Ner whilst it's burning. So of course, the question is why should that apply only to women, not apply to men as well? So maybe just men don't do anything constructive in any event. That's women are the useful people, and men. Men just sit around in any event. The Or Chaim continues, L'fizeh ha-minhag, to'ot ha-nashim she'in osot melacha kol chet hayamim. Apparently, there were some places where the women thought, we're not allowed to do any melacha for the whole 8 days of Chanukah. That's the whole 8 days of Chanukah, we just sit there and, read Shena or Rena or whatever it is. That's a mistaken minhag, says the Or Chaim. But he does say, v'yesh nashim rabot b'telot Yom Rishon Ushmini. There are some women who don't do work on the first day of Chanukah and the last day of Chanukah. V'dai b'hen b'zek din Torah b'fesach v'sukot. So if that's the minhag, okay, you can leave them with that minhag. It's like they want to have some sort of comparison to Pesach and Sukkot, so we'll allow them not to do melacha on the first day and the last day. But if any of the women that have a minhag not to do melacha at all over Chanukah, that is a poor minhag. So as I say, the Or Chaim says the reason why we don't do melacha why the women don't do melacha on Chanukah is that there should be a heker, a reminder so that we shouldn't use the light of the Chanukah candles. But that doesn't really explain to us why it's specifically the women. The Taz, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, says the reason is kevan she'nase hanes al yidei nashim, seeing as women played a critical role in the Chanukah miracle, yafer lahem k'shem no'agot she'lo la'asot melacha. Then it's a way of sort of commemorating that extra nace that women were involved with. That's the story of Yehudit, who chopped off Holofernes' head and brought it to Yerushalayim, and that led to the downfall of the oppressor. And therefore, to commemorate that, we have a minhag that women have a special association with the Yom Tov, and a special patur from Malacha, or a special Issa Malacha. It corresponds a little bit to Rosh Chodesh, that there's a minhag that women don't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh because they didn't contribute their jewelry to the Egel HaZahav. So likewise on Chanukah, they get a little bit of extra time, as it were. That's because of the contribution that they made. So the Taz is being very positive about the role of women in the Chanukah miracle, and saying that's why women don't do melacha on Chanukah. The Moruk Tzia, Reb Yaakov Emden, was a little bit less complimentary to women in this regard. That's, and I'm quoting, not necessarily agreeing with, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, "V'yichud l'nashim hu davua ra'u v'nachon." He says it's certainly correct that women shouldn't do melacha, l'fi shehen kalot hadat, because they don't fully understand the halachot. V'yavo la'asot melachtan l'or hanesh el mitzvah. We're worried that even though we might tell them you're not allowed to work by the light of the candles, so that they might not understand that. So you have to tell tell them, don't do any melacha whatsoever. So that was the approach of the of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I did find an observation in the Sefer Nite Gavriel, which is a contemporary sefer on the halachot of Chanukah, that, and indeed many other halachot, it's an encyclopedic monumental work, where he makes the observation that in many communities, even though women are obligated in the midst of Ner Chanukah, they don't light the Ner Chanukah themselves. It's one of these interesting sociological phenomena that I think in many modern Orthodox communities, the women of the household light their own Ner Chanukah. But in many other communities, even where all the members of the household light their own Ner Chanukah, the women don't. And it's a question, why do women not light their own Ner Chanukah? That's when the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that even though it's a positive time-bound mitzvah, that women have to light the Ner Chanukah. So there are various suggestions given, that, and perhaps that would be the subject for a shir on another occasion, but so the Nitei Gavriel makes the observation that Lamaisa women traditionally have not lit their own Ner Chanukah if they're part of a family, and therefore perhaps to show that women are associated with the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that's why they were strict not to do melacha while the Ner Chanukah was burning. In terms of men have shown their association with Ner Chanukah by lighting the Ner Chanukah. If the woman of the household is not lighting Ner Chanukah, then you might have a sense like, well, you know, how she involves in the mitzvah in any sense, and therefore the women developed a practice not to do malacha to show that they are associated with the Ner Chanukah. Now, as I say, that, so as we saw at the outset, you know, the Shulchan Aruch mentions that the minhag is Nagot Hanashim Shelo Lasot Melacha. This is a minhag for women not to do melacha. However, we look, if we look in another early early source, the Maharil, that's the father of Minhag Ashkenaz in terms of rituals. The Maharil says in Hilchot Chanukah, Kabbalah hi biyadeinu, we have a tradition that she'en la'adam la'asot melacha b'shah she'en erot dolkim b'chanukah, that nobody does melacha. People don't do melacha whilst the Ner Chanukah is burning. That's interesting that you know, that the Maharil has a broader inclusion that's for people in this practice. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that as well. He references it. He says, Yesh mekomot shegam ha'anashim machmirim bazeh. There's some places where the men are also strict in this way. And the Torah cites some custom. V'gamim yesh mekomot shenogin isu b'chol hayom ein lahakel lahem. That's the Torah says, okay, if people don't do melacha the whole day, we shouldn't be meikul and let them to do so. Ukraum Chanukah, because Chanu b'kaf hei. The reason why some people don't do melacha on Chanukah is because that people the Hasmoneans rested on the 25th of Kislev from their enemies. Now, one of the questions is that what's the extent of the prohibition? Meaning that the Shulchan Aruch says Bo'od Shana Dolkim, whilst the Chanukah candles are still burning. That's which Chanukah candles are still burning. So the Magen Avraham, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, says that the minhag is that you don't do melacha until the Neirot of the Beit Knesset have gone out in the evening, and the Neirot of the Beit Knesset, he says, would burn ad kachatzot till sort of midnight time. By the time you've got the last Maariv, that's you have Maariv, but then obviously throughout the evening you've got Shiurim, Chavrutot, Daf Yomi. That's last Maariv is usually 11:30, quarter to 12, something like that. And then the Gabbai will blow out the candles before he goes home, and that's the extent of the issue. So it's not during the half hour that your candles are burning at home that you don't do the Malacha, but it's throughout the evening. That's what the Magen Avraham says, but it seems that most of the poskim hold that it's for the first half hour. That's that your candles at home are burning, and beyond that you can do Malacha by them. Now, one of the very interesting questions in regard to this halacha is what type of malacha is prohibited? You know, when we talk about Issa Malacha, there's a whole range of you know, points on a spectrum that one can have in mind. You know, is it like Shabbat that you can't, you know, you can't do anything? You can do lots of things on Shabbat. You can't do any type of malacha whatsoever. Is it like Yom Tov where you could do Ochel Nefesh? Is it like Chol HaMoed where you could where you can do Davar HaAved and Tzorchei HaMoed? Or is it like Rosh Chodesh where, according to many poskim, there's a much much more relaxed approach to it? The fascinating thing in this regard is, if you look in any of the classical poskim, none of them discuss it. They just, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a minhag not to do malacha, and the Mishnah Brura and the other Acharonim, you know, they talk about, you know, that's how bounding it is, whatever, but none of them tell us what that issur malacha is. So it's very interesting just in terms of, you know, halachic development, you know, how this isn't mentioned anywhere. You know, everybody assumed that, you know, you look at your mother, and whatever your mother didn't do during, you know, whilst the Hanukkah candles were burning, then you don't do. But, you know, is it an issur malacha? Are you allowed to go on your phone? That's during the, you know, while the candles are burning. You know, obviously you're not looking at Facebook, you're looking at the Makarot from today's shir to find out what the, what, you know, what the din is. That's, but are you allowed to do that? So if you look in, you know, the answer to everything that nobody knows the answer to, which is always, it's a machloket, is the footnotes in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, which came out, you know, in recent years. That's which, you know, predictably any question like this will be a range of five opinions that's saying five different things. That's, you know, each of them misvara. So some authorities, Rav Vosner, for example, he was of the opinion that, no, it's just sort of heavy malachot, that things that you wouldn't do on... you know, perhaps a woman wouldn't do on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't do knitting, you don't do sewing. That's perhaps not laundry as well. You know, but anything else is going to be permitted. That's, whereas others say that, no, in actual fact, everything is prohibited, except for frying donuts, which you are allowed to do whilst the candles are burning. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, even frying the donuts, the minhag of the women in Yerushalayim was not even to fry the donuts whilst the candles are burning. So I don't know if that meant they fried the donuts before, they didn't have donuts, or the men fried the donuts. That's, but that's probably a machloket as well. That's, but there are different practices. What I always understood was that it's got the same din as Rosh Chodesh. That's, you can't say that it's more than that, but if women have the minhag not to do any malacha and to sit and enjoy the brightness of the Ner Chanukah and the spirituality of the Ner Chanukah and spending time relaxing or talking to their family or just enjoying themselves, then tavo alehem bracha, and whatever your minhag is, that's I'm sure that's a good minhag. But it's you know, certainly in some way this minhag should be observed. That's, and I wish everybody Chanukah Sameach. Rav Yogev, I kept within the time. That's just about. That didn't sound so enthusiastic. So I think it's time for me to stop and to pass on to Rav Koenigsberg.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.